the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, legislators and mayors who attended briefings Wednesday with the state's Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness and state police about New Jersey's ongoing drone sightings came away disappointed. Assemblyman Brian Bergen says the meeting was a, quote, waste of time and disappointing in terms of the presentation and the lack of information, making him more concerned about the intent of the drones. State Senator John Bramnick says the state doesn't have any information or nor know the source of the drones. A special counsel is investigating why New Jersey State Police have been writing fewer traffic tickets. Attorney General Matt Plotkin says there has been an, quote, unprecedented slowdown in traffic enforcement from July 2023 to March 2024. He's appointed former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara to investigate. An Ocean County man admits he pocketed thousands in cash from rental fees as a local rec director.
Prosecutors say while Daniel Santaniello was the head of the Brick Township Recreation Department, the 46-year-old would ask private groups to pay him facility permit fees in cash. He would then issue a fake receipt and keep the money. The Brick resident has repaid over $9,000 while also resigning and being banned from future public work. Santaniello could face half a year in jail when sentenced next month. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And when it comes to tipping during the holidays, the struggle is real as tippers aren't sure who to tip, when to tip, or how much. Despite the confusion, Bankrate's 2024 tipping culture survey finds the majority of people do plan to tip their housekeepers, childcare providers, teachers, and trash collectors. As for how much to tip, analyst Ted Rossman give some advice.
Some people say a nice holiday tip is equivalent to one service. So if you have a weekly housekeeper, maybe you double that last payment of the year.
As for why people plan to tip, 80% say they just want to say thank you. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And where's the snow? Why is it just rain? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Look for the rain to end from west to east. We could still have some lingering areas of localized flooding and some ponding and roadways for a time early on. It'll be windy and turning much colder overnight. Some clearing, lows from the upper 20s in the northwest hills to the mid-30s along the coast. Windy and much colder tomorrow. Some sunshine overhead. Highs from the mid-30s in the northwest to the lower 40s in the south. And then for Friday, mostly sunny and cold, but not nearly as harsh. I'm Kerry Schwindenhammer.
We are looking right now at 46 degrees in Newark, 46 degrees in Edison, 43 degrees Mount Holly. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.